Learned Seed Service supports agricultural programming on WILL as an additional service to its customers. Learned Seed Service is an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers throughout East Central Illinois via the Asgrow on-demand bulk soybean handling system. Learned Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with a mid-morning commodity market report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter December wheat 596 up 2 1/4. March 599 1/4 up 3. Soft December 521 up 3 1/4. March 533 3/4 up 2 3/4. December corn 357 1/4 up 4 1/4. March 370 3/4 up 4. May 379 1/2 up 4 1/4. July 387 1/4 up 4 1/2. November soybeans 980 up 2 1/2. January 986 3/4 up 3 1/2. March 993 1/2 up 3 1/2. July $10.07 up 4 3/4. December soybean meal 356.30 up 6.10. December soybean oil 32.16 down 23. October live cattle 168.82 1/2 up 57 1/2. October feeders 238.50 up 60. December lean hogs 89.72 1/2 and they are down 52 1/2. Our first ever WILL Ag Farm Assets Conference is November the 24th at the Marriott Hotel on the Illinois State University campus in Normal, Illinois. We've got the latest on farmland values, and we'll spend time looking at crop insurance under the new farm bill, as well as the pending ARC-PLC decision. And we've got marketing panels on corn, soybeans, and cash grain. The cost is just $25 and includes lunch and parking in the hotel parking garage. Get your tickets now at 800-898-1065 or on our secure website at willag.org. That's W-I-L-L-A-G.org. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
It will be interesting to see this afternoon with what sense of urgency producers harvested crops in the last week.
Well, it was kind of slow going. It's kind of obvious. Looking at social media, Twitter, a lot of guys who have not been stuck for years fell into a few soft spots, and it's been quite a challenge to get some of these big rigs out of the hole, per se. Harvest progress probably picked up more momentum or speed here this weekend and through this week coming here. We'll see what the numbers say, but just traveling and visiting with people, I don't know if the bean harvest is really as far as long as what the trade thinks. It was wet there for a while. It was awful tough going on these beans. So, they're looking for 70, 71, 75%. I'd be really surprised if we're that high in actual harvest. We'll see. Corn expect to be anywhere from 43 to 47% complete. But yields continue to be strong. It's just a matter of getting the crop out of the field and find a home for it.
And October is over, so the implied put will soon be over. How does that figure into marketings going forward in November?
Well, the options expired there Friday. We saw a lot of zigging and zagging due to option expiration. Those cheap puts expired worthless, per se. The trade made some windfall profits on selling the puts on the down move in through there. Of course, they hedged it up and wait for the two to come together, and did quite well on that. As we start to approach November deliveries here at the end of the week, we'll see what type of estimates we have. I don't know if we'll have a whole lot of deliveries. The thing in the bean complex was the pipeline being empty, for say. So I don't know if a commercial want to give up a whole lot of ownership on that due to the export demand we have. And secondly, the crush. The meals led the charge in through here. They're wanting to accumulate some beans to crush to fulfill this short-term meal demand here as we go into 1st of December.
Funds and speculators have certainly been big contributors to the rally that we have seen, increasing long positions this month. And we have green screens again today. Which begs the question, have we found the upper end of whatever trading range we're going to have over the winter, or do we have some more work to do to the upside?
Well, technically, purely technically, we've got some more work to do to the upside. The $10 level, or last week's highs, is going to be some resistance. We saw some hook reversals down from that area. We'll probably test that, but... this week, traditionally, on the seasonal charts, is a little bit of a down week in through here. Then we resume the uptrend here as we go back in November. Right now, the trend is higher on the futures market, and they're going to support that market. As we saw last night, the prices did dip down to some support areas that generated some more buying to kick in. So we'll see how we close here today. But right now, it appears the market's going to stay somewhat firm.
I would think the next 30 to 40 cents might be a little tougher.
Well, you get in a good trending market, it'll just keep moving, until it don't want to move anymore. So this move we just saw here was kind of a surprise to the guys that kind of look at the fundamentals. When you look at the large supplies we have on hand here going into this fall and the logistics and so forth, this $90 move in beans was a kind of a shocker. But there's upside targets of 10.50 on the beans and on up towards this 3.80 in the corn.
I don't talk politics all that much, but Brazil's presidential election was this past weekend, and the existing administration will remain. And that would suggest that perhaps the dollar will remain strong against the real. And I wonder what that might imply for Argentina farmers in the planting season.
Well, that's a good question. I think they've already made up their mind already here. They're already putting the bean crop in the ground. Probably what's more of a concern is their weather at this point in time. If this election was 3 months ago, it'd probably affect planning decisions. But as of right now, they're on track to stay the course. The election results are well known now, so the market's reacting to that. The key with the Southern Hemisphere is that how soon will Asia shift their purchases to the Southern Hemisphere once they get everything booked with our market here this winter?
And we are behind a little bit in South American plantings, are we not?
We are. It's still early. I think we'll see them play some catch-up in through here. Farmer's a farmer. He's just not going to give up until it's time to give up.
What role does basis play for the next month?
Well, that's a good question. We've been under the opinion that the basis would start to firm here once we get through harvest. Basis has remained wide. We feel that once everything kind of finds a home in through here that we can firm into year end. Then after the first of the year, we'll see what type of selling comes to the marketplace. It's going to narrow and widen back and forth in through here, but when you look at the basis and where the futures is, there's quite a bit of incentive for an elevator to buy cash grain and hedge it and store it. If you're a farmer and you're looking at your current corn bid versus where the July futures are, there's quite a bit of encouragement to go ahead and store it one way or another and sit on it and see what happens as we go into next spring.
Thank you, Kurt.
Take care, Dave.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. December corn, 358, up 5. July, 388.5, up 5.75. November beans, 983, up 5.5. July, $10.09.5. Now 10.10.25, up 8. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.